The little wolves just managed to escape with their fluffy tails scorched. Something must be wrong with our building materials, they said. We have to try something different. But what? At that moment, they saw a flamingo bird coming along, pushing a wheelbarrow full of flowers. Please, will you give us some flowers? Asked the little wolves. With pleasure, said the flamingo bird, and gave them lots of flowers. So the three little wolves built themselves a house of flowers. One wall was of marigolds, one wall of daffodils, one wall of pink roses, and one wall of cherry blossom. The ceiling was made of sunflowers, and the floor was a carpet of daisies. They had water lilies in their bathtub and buttercups in their fridge. It was a rather fragile house, and it swayed in the wind, but it was very beautiful. Next day, the big bad pig came prowling down the road and saw the house of flowers that the little wolves had built. He rang the bluebell and said,
Little frightened wolves with the trembling chins and the scorched tails, let me come in.
No, 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 said the three little wolves. By the hair on our chinny-chin-chins, we will not let you in. Not for all the tea leaves in our china teapot.
Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down, said the pig.
But as he took a deep breath, ready to huff and puff, he smelled the soft scent of the flowers. It was fantastic. And because the scent took his breath away, the pig took another breath, and then another. Instead of huff,